685. We say we believe in Das Teira and the Gola Dar, etc., but the reality is that we pick and choose when to listen. Rabbi Eliezer Shach was the undisputed Gadol, and he advocated strongly to finish Masechtos and learn quicker, yet no self-respecting Rosh Yeshiva would listen. If they would, the yeshiva would get branded as a Dirshu Yeshiva. Almost every Gadol in the previous generation, without exception, advocated learning differently than the language style of today, including the Rosh Yeshiva Rabban. How do we explain that this system just disregards what the daily Rosh Yeshivas say? This is a fantastic question. Could somebody put up an answer for this question? So I know to tell you one little story that Reb Shlomo Feivel told me. Reb Shlomo Feivel was just a, and it's a very interesting story, and that changes a little bit the whole perspective. And I literally heard that he said it over, but the story went something like this, that this goes back many years ago. He was in Israel, and he went to visit Reb Eliezer Shach. So before he went in, Reb Eliezer was tipped off that the guy that you want to target is coming. He's there. You're upset that people are learning slow. You think people should be learning faster. The kvetching. One of the big Mabitsi Teira are coming to you. Get him. He's there. Okay. Reb Shlomo Feivel didn't know that. He later found out that that's what happened. Okay, he comes in and, you know, Blazer greets him. Then Blazer says to him, "What's the Milan time to his man?" He's in Milan to vomit. Blazer asks him, "Till Miss Vu's and hungry coming?" So he said, knowing Blazer's hakpada, he was makele to say it to Daf Yud Gimel, even though he had skipped Esedei Chaloisa. So he actually got to Daf Yud Gimel, but he had skipped, but he was makele just punch the lahok of the chomer of the charifus of what he's going to get. So he tells Blazer Daf Yud Gimel, which is certainly also not satisfactory to Blazer. So Blazer starts telling him that Sish came back. At that point, Reb Shlomo Feivel, who's not a bar plukta of his, of course, says, "I feel if I don't give the Talmidim, if I don't teach them how to get out of a sugya, everything I could get out of a sugya, I'm punching doing Melechus Hashem B'Rabiyah. I have to show them how to learn a sugya and get everything I could get out of a sugya." He said this with conviction. He said it was took a lot of azus on his part to do, but he did it. At that point, Eliezer was quiet, and he thought, and he thought, and he thought. And after about a few minutes, he went on to talk to him about a different topic. He left it. So, Kanira, Reb Shlomo Feivel was assumed that he heard that there's some tzad to do that. There is some that if a Rebbe is teaching Talmidim, at least like I've been asked, some will get to Lakewood, but somebody who's skilled at it and could do it, and be Madrich Talmidim to do it, Afanayfin, that the Rabbi Yisrael is not talking about. He's talking about what people are doing on their own, and they're getting Fakrochen, and they're not being Masig, and they're not being Mimic, they're just climbing on the walls. That's what he was talking about. Rabbi Yisrael got quiet. And you're talking about a man who was very militant for what he didn't like. The shtick was not the derech when he was talking about when things that were close to his heart that he didn't believe it. And he said he was shaysik. That's one point. Another point I want to tell you that when Reb Chaim Shlomo Leibovitz came to Lakewood, the place that the hotbed of all this slow learning, he walked out impressed like never before. He didn't know when he shivered out of this hall like that. He had never seen anything like that. The Lomdim drilled him on his raid, on his Teira, and they ran after him, they spoke to him in learning, and he was very impressed. He felt they're doing something right. If the people who know what they're doing are doing something right, they there's no day they're going to attack them. It's when you're doing it without a drocha, without being tzugishtel to the real mamikim. There's real mamikim, and there's pseudo mamikim. There are people that know what they're talking about, people that don't know, and the sprach is all the same. It's in the Binus Aleph. It's the Divas Kenya and Divas Dayna Kop. But if you're Jewish, not to the right people and doing it right, nobody's going to tell you not to do it. Nobody. They were all going by Makam Shein Ishi. You have a whole tzibba going, you know, Katsina Shein Lehem Roya. That's what they were concerned, that everybody's going to just be bold in Majra and feel completely inadequate and unfulfilled, and they reached and accomplished nothing at the end of this month, so they were talking out of it. And I also understand the way. I encourage somebody, if he can shtelzach through to a Rebbe or a Shabu that does the job right and communicates with you. But if not, then it's just not available. He can't just get it. And also, there are certain people that don't really have the head for it also. So those people you also have to consider. But most people do have the head for it, because that's what learning is. So and then they're to learn, so they have the head for it. About it, they do. So I'm giving somewhat of an answer. They're talking about in the absence of the proper hadracha. But here, let's say a person learning a lekva, but here the ruach is to do it and to do it right. I'm telling you, Rabbi Chaim Shlomo walked out of his kelim. Out of his kelim of what's going on over here. Never seen anything like that. He's used to this, some Israeli hotshots coming and screaming at him after his shiur with nischoyis and with that. That's what he was used to. He wasn't used to real ma'amikna and know how to quench on each word and bring out. The same guys that can find the hemnik in a perfect lulav, those guys can find the problem in his lomdus shiur. It's the same ability. It's knowing how to nitpick, but nitpick right. Mm-hmm. So, these chachm Yisrael bowed the head in honor to it. That's a point that, one point that could be said, but the question, the entire shetach of the question was not answered, but at least something.